You know, a lot of times I get questions from folks about, you know, they'll do research on the internet and they'll see things about, you know, personal contributions. They see terms thrown about as such as CODA, which stands for cash or deferred arrangements. You know, they start getting confused. They see profit share and they call me and they go, okay, number one, what can I just put into a plan? And then how much can I put into a plan? And what are all these other terms meaning? So basically you want to think of two primary buckets with regard to contributions to your 401k plan. The first is going to be CODA, or let's just use simple terms, employee contributions to the plan. Whether you're incorporated and you're receiving wages, salary, or you're self-employed as a sole proprietor and you're putting in contributions based on self-employment income, it's basically the same thing. Now, self-employment, when you are putting those funds in and you're making that contribution to the 401k plan, you can put in up to $17,500 from either your wages or your profits, as long as you at least have that in income with your business. If you're over the age of 50, there's what's called a catch-up provision. You can add an additional $5,500 to that, and you can actually put in $23,000. So most people, when they, especially compared to an IRA, when they hear $17,500, $23,000 if they're over the age of 50, they get excited about that. That's just the beginning. That's the top of the snow cap on the mountain. Because from there, profit share applies. And I'll try to do this simply, but profit share is really kind of a simple calculation. If you are incorporated and you're paying yourself wages, your business can contribute an additional 25% of your salary back into your 401k plan for your benefit. So if you're receiving a salary from your business of $100,000 per year, your business can make that profit share contribution of $25,000 into your plan, over and above that $17,500 or that $23,000 that you put in. I mean, how great is that? Now, for those of you who are self-employed and you're not set up as a corporation, you're not paying yourself salary and wages, just adjust the calculation. It's now 20% of your net income. So now if your 20% is on based on $100,000, you can still put in an additional $20,000 as a sole proprietor into your plan as a profit share. Again, if you're putting in that $17,500 or the $23,000, now we're talking about, in the case of that $100,000 example, you're putting in up to $40,000, $42,000, give or take. And as a sole proprietor, same thing. The limits actually allow you to go up to $56,500 if you're over the age of 50, or $51,000 if you're under the age of 50. So bottom line is you have a great capacity to put in a lot of money into your 401k plan, provided you qualify for it and you actually do it and you just do it correctly. Usually a follow-up question that I get to talking about contributions made to a plan is pertaining to profit share. And with profit share, if that is a contribution made on behalf of the business, does that benefit the business? How does it benefit the business if it does? Of course it does. Because any time a business puts in a contribution on behalf of the employee or the participant, which you might be one and the same. If you're self-employed with and you're set up as a corporation, you're going to be the business owner and you're also going to be the participant. Well, the business gets that deduction. So in my previous example, I used someone who's making $100,000 of salary from the company can qualify for a 25% profit share contribution. That business return gets that deduction of the $25,000 off their corporate returns. Now, the individual, because the benefit is going to the employer of getting the deduction, that goes in as a pre-tax contribution under profit share. But now let's say somebody says, well, what if I want Roth? What if I want to be able to invest this money down the road and have tax-free returns? It's not a problem. The initial contribution has to be, and profit share has to be pre-tax. But once it's in the plan, the IRS has pretty much changed the rules, which now allows a participant, as long as the plan documents permit it, of the 401k, to convert those funds to Roth. Now, if I was talking to somebody who's the actual participant of a plan, you know, of course I'm always going to say you got to talk to your CPA, you got to see how this is going to affect you because it's based on your tax bracket, etc. But the fact of the matter is, can you do that and can you convert those profit share contributions into Roth? Yes, you can once they're within the plan. Just always remember that when the contributions initially go in, they always go in as a pre-tax contribution for the business. So if someone comes back to me and says, now, John, I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. When I do a Roth conversion of those pre-tax profit share funds, I will have to pay taxes on that. Absolutely, without question. anybody who ever thinks that they can convert funds from pre-tax to Roth and not pay taxes to dear old Uncle Sam is sadly mistaken. However, can you do it? Yes. And then also keep in mind is when you're making your contributions with the 401k, as long as the 401k plan documents permit it, which ours do, you can be making those contributions on a pre-tax or a Roth or a combination of the two. And I work with a lot of people who are really interested in doing Roth contributions. So obviously I'm going to emphasize heavily that if they want to make their contributions in Roth format, not a problem at all. They just have to pay the taxes on those contributions. One of the additional questions I typically get from someone who's setting up a 401k plan for themselves as the individual, whether they're a sole proprietor or whether they're a business, is they're usually doing what I just call seeding the account. They have funds from another plan, whether it be a traditional IRA, a SEP, an old 401k plan from a previous employer, and they're very interested in moving those funds into the plan and then doing a Roth conversion. Now, here's an important concept. I have had clients before who have called me, and they think they're doing something good for themselves, and they go, hey, I want everything as in Roth in the new plan, so what I did is I took all my money and I put it into a Roth IRA. Well, I'm kind of going off on a little bit of a segue here, but never, if you're interested in having Roth 401k funds, never convert it into a Roth IRA first, because Roth IRA funds under IRS rules cannot come into a 401k. Now, saying that, let's say you have those funds, but you want them to be Roth. How do you do it? Well, again, as long as the plan documents permit it, which our plan documents are crafted this way, you can actually roll those funds into the new plan, and then you can actually then convert them to Roth and then pay the taxes on that, which then leads to a logical question. How are those taxes paid, or how can they be paid? And I'm always going to tell folks, I don't provide you your CPA assistance. You always want to talk to your tax professional. However, you can pay those taxes from either the account or your own personal assets. At the end of the day, if you pay it from the account, it's just lowering the account balance that you have, but you're now working with Roth dollars. If you pay for it from other personal funds, the IRS doesn't care. They just want that tax bill paid on the Roth conversion.